Anyway, this is a, it's really the main schmooz is on the Ciporno, but the first part is an introduction. The first part is a famous, famous schmooz. Many of you might have heard it already. There's a pasuk in the Torah says, Kedosh Imtiyu, Ki Kadosh Niyashem. That's the first pasuk. So the Gemara, the Darshans, what does that mean? So if you look, and it says, let me see where this in the Medrash. It says, if you look in the Medrash, and maybe just skip it down to make life easier, that it says, Paro said, there are two parshas, that one connects to the other. So the pasuk says, it's a pasuk, they have a Yisi Rak L'mayda. Hashem says, I will be, you Klai Yisrael, will be only the Maida. Yochel Kamayni, you might think you'll be the Maida like Hashem. Shem Eloimar, Rak L'shemiyat, that Hashem is greater than you. Then he says, under the Maidim, I'm four lines down. Under the Maidim, Aliso Paro Russia. We learn out from Paro. Paro said, Ata Tiao Basi. Paro tells Yosef, you're going to be at my house. Yocho Kemaini. You would have a Havamina that Paro's telling Yosef that you'll be even on top of me. You'll be, or equal to me. You'll be the Melech of Mitzrayim just like me. Talmud Loimar. So Paro added, don't think you're the top person. Even though I'm making you in charge, I'm still on top of you. So v'hodin, so that's the same shot in Kedoshim to you. The pasuk says Kedoshim to you. And then it says on the Hashem. Why does it say that? Because Yocho Kamayni. If it would have just said Kedoshim to you, you would have said Yocho Kamayni. Talmud Omar, Ki Kodesh Ani. Right. So that's the Medrash, a famous, famous Medrash, that the Torah had to write the extra psukim of Ani Hashem, because if it would have just written Kedoshim to you, you would have thought that the Kedusha of Klai Yisrael is equal to the Kedusha of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Comes along the Torah saying, no, you're next level. In other words, you're greater than the Malachim. That's they learn it, definitely learn it that way, that you're, it says, Rak L'mayda, you're all the way up there, and he's even on top of the Malachim. It's just below HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the famous shmooz, this is not my shmooz, this is like the most famous Salbaka shmooz ever in the world, is that you go ahead, there's, you know, what's a Havamina? A person would have a Havamina, that a human being, Klai Yisrael, is Kemoini, is on the same level of Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the Maskana is not saying it's so wrong. It's so scranting that you're greater than everyone else. You're greater than the Malachim. You're greater than, it's just, you're not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? It's like the Moshe Paro with Yosef. Yosef was pretty good. Yosef was mamish up there. Yosef was running the whole Mitzrayim. He wasn't just some Paro was on top of Yosef, and practically speaking, if Paro wanted to, he could have vetoed what Yosef said. But for all almost mitzias basis, Yosef was directly under Paro. He was, for all purposes, he was running the show. So that's the mushel to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael is like that relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're right below HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's even a Havamina Yocho Kemayni, and the Maskana is a little bit off. Okay, that's the famous shmooz and the Gadis Adam. Okay, now I wanted to use that just for the shmooz. We put it together. This is the same parsha. It's a few psukim earlier. It's in Mamish a continuation, right? This is Kedoshim to you is the beginning of Kedoshim, and Achrei Mos is in the very end. So the end of Achrei Mos, The parasha talks about the arayas. And the pasuk says, Ushmartem pasuk vav. Shmartem es hukos ha-mishpotai. So you're supposed to do the chukos. So and the mishpatai v'lotas mikovat toevos. So the way this Yiporno learns are three separate things. The toevos are the arayas itself. The chukosai means those are the tikravu. Those getting those are like the gedarim. Mishpatai means punishing the people that do the averis. So it's saying you should. I'm giving you a tzivoy to do the chukim, means to make gedarim. Second of all, to punish people who do the averis, and the end result of that would be vilotasu. In other words, in order, if you want to make sure that you won't do the toevos, we need two things. You need that you keep the chukim, you keep the harchakas. And two, you have to keep the mishpatim, the punishments. Ki pasuk chavzayin, ki kol toevos soel osu anshei aretz. In other words, all the goyim did do these toevos, all the goyim living in Eretz Canaan, asher lifneichem, v'atitome aretz. So says the Sipurnu, pasuk chavzayin, ki agoyim, the Canaanim, asher lo nishmu mekerva, they didn't keep the harchakas. And they didn't punish the people who were do averis. Also, it's called tevas. Therefore, it came to the point that they did all the averis themselves. That happened to you also. In in other words, the way the Sipurna is learning the pasuk like this. Hashem's telling Klal Yisrael, there are certain toevas. Don't do the toevas. Mishkav Zachar, whatever it is, Eishes Ish, these are the toevas. Then Hashem says, in order to make sure you don't do the toevas, you have to do the you have to do two things. You have to do the harchakas, you have to certain harchakas, you have to be keep away. And you have to punish the people that do these averis. And then Hashem brings a raya. And it's not a, I'll prove it to you, because look at the goyim that lived in Eretz Canaan. They called the toevos ha'wasu, that's pasuk of Zion. They did do all the toevos. And what caused them to do all the toevos? Because they didn't keep the, they started out by not keeping the chukim mishpatim. So therefore, you're to say, so that's the psukim. In other words, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael, right? That's the way they see the Sipurnos earn the psukim. First, Hashem commands Klal Yisrael not to do the toevos, not to do the actual arayos themselves. Then Hashem tells Klal Yisrael to make harchakas and to punish people who do it in order to avoid the averis. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a raya to prove that you have to make those harchakas from the people who cannot. So I had, I would say, two shmuzim. They're both very similar, but I think it's just two dehairs to say it. We just got finished. We're talking about this parsha was said to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. These are the exact same people that five sukkim later were telling to them, Kedoshim to you. And they have a havamina, yochel kamayini, right? So you go over to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Vilna Gaon, to the Chafetz Chaim, and you tell him, okay, don't do arayas. Okay, fine. Well, you know what? You know, you want to make sure you don't do arayas, you have to go ahead and do certain harchakas, which means really intrinsically the harchakas are, it sounds like the way these Sipurnos learning, the harchakas theoretically would be okay. I mean, once Hashem asked them, now they're usher because of this din. But Ilune this din, the harchakas would be fine, no problem. Except that we're nervous. You do the harchakas, you don't do the harchakas, you come to do arayas. You don't go ahead and punish someone else who did this avera, you'll come to do it. I mean, if I was in the Dor HaMidbar, I would say, excuse me, you're insulting me. What? I'm going to go, if I don't do the archokas, I'm going to come to do arayas. I'm going to come to do toavis. I'm Mr. the person that you just told kedoshim to you. And you just had a havamina yachol kemayni. And I'm the person that's more kaddish than a malachim. And they're going to tell me that, well, but if you don't do the archokas, you're going to end up doing the toavis. Or you say different. If Lu Yitzur, there's someone else who does this Aveira, and if you don't punish him, you're going to do it. What? Because if some Mishugana does this Aveira, and he doesn't get punished, so I'm going to do it too? Right? That's what you have to, that's what he's saying. You have to do Pasuk Kaf Zayin, is Kaf Lavadish. She have to do Shamartim Es Mukosai Shal Tikru V'Legara Serva. You got to be Kilikrufu. Vesh Mishpatai Lahanish Es Achaitim. You got to punish the Achaitim. And that's why only if you have those two things, then you won't go ahead and do the Averis. And otherwise, you know, excuse me, who are you talking to? You're talking to the Yachol Kamayni. You're talking about the most Kaddish person in the world. Right? So the first Kiddush, the definite Kiddush, is that even a person who's on the tremendous level of Sitkus of the Vilna Gaon and the Chafetz Chaim and Reb Kiveger all put together. Because, right, this is Dor HaMidbar. This is the door that would say, Kedoshim to you, Yachol Kemayni. If he doesn't keep the Harchakas and he doesn't feel a certain Yirat Shamayim, the people getting punished, then he's liable to be Nechza. Okay. But I think there's a bigger shmooz. So what does Hashem do in Pasuk Chaf Zayin? He says, that was Pasuk Chaf Vav. Pasuk Chaf Vav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, you want to avoid the Averis, you got to make Archakas. Then in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Hashem brings a proof. What's my proof? Ki has koal to'ev also anche oretz. Look at the Goyim in the Eretz Canaan. They all did the to'evas. You see, I told you. I said if you don't do the archakas, you're gonna end up doing the Arayas. You were apparently a little bit Klaisrael, so a little skeptical. So Akash Baruch Hu has to add a proof. It's not enough that Hashem said it, right? Hashem says you better keep the archakas, otherwise you'll be nichshol. Hashem decides I'm gonna make it stronger. I'm gonna show them a visual proof. Look, I'll prove it to you. Look at the Goyim, the people in Canaan. Look, how do you think they got to this? They weren't keeping their chokas. If I was there, boy, now, if I wasn't insulted before, I would be so insulted. That's your proof. I'm Klal Yisrael. I'm Memta Shari Kedusha. I'm a tzaddik. I just got finished Har Sinai. You go show me the monkeys in the zoo, and you say, oh, and go ahead, and you better keep the archakas, otherwise you'll be nechshol. You know, you want a proof? I'll show you proof. You see that ape over there? That monkey? Well, he didn't keep the archakas, and he was mezaneh. You know, the difference between, these are the Canaanim, these are the lowest of the low. The Canaanim were the most, there's a Rashi before, and it should have put on the sheet, that says that the Canaanim were the lowest people when it came to Arayas. Because the Pasuk, when the Pasuk describes what don't do Arayas, the Pasuk says, don't do like the people in Canaan. Why pick it for them? Because they were, for Rashi, he says, they were the textbooks, the example, the world's example. If you wanted to know a person who's parsed by Arayas, you pointed to the Canaanim. The Canaanim were so bad, they were Chayiv Misa. Right, all they were the nations of Canaan were supposed to be wiped out. Right, they weren't. There was a chiyuv to wipe them out. Why was there a mitzvah to wipe them out? Because of their tremendous riches. It wasn't stam because we wanted their land. We're not, you know. There was a mitzvah to wipe them out because of the tremendous lowness. They were the lowest of the low. And they were wiped. There's a mitzvah to wipe them off the face of the earth. These are the lowlights of the lowlights of the lowlights of the lowlights. So you go to Klal Yisrael, who is on this level of Yachol Kemayni, and you tell them, I'll bring you a proof. Mamish approved. You don't take my word for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to do these chukim. You want to be protected. You don't take my word. Oh, I got a gevaldik proof. Just look at them. What kind of proof is that? Right. What's the answer? I don't know. Apparently, the answer is it's a tremendous chiddush. And this is what I think one of the yesodos that we say is Gadlus HaAdam. That Gadlus HaAdam, what the Shiva used to always say, is Gadlus HaAdam does not negate Katnus HaAdam. Means an Adam is Gadlus, but he's Bevas Achas, he's Katnus. Which means we tell him, look at him. He says, oh, he's a monkey. Yeah, well, so are you. That's right. You're the exact same monkey. You're no different than he is. You're a human being. He's a monkey. You're a monkey. Well, you think you're any different than he is. You think you're better than he is. Right? In other words, there's a goddess and katniss. They come, they're not in stira. They're bevas achas. They coexist in the same person. So we tell the person in the beginning of Kedoshim, Yochel Kamayni, and we tell him that you're so Kaddish, you can be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the same time, we say you have to learn Musar, because there's no, if it could happen to the lowest of the low of the Goyim, it would happen to you. Because the Etzem, you're the same as him also. What do you mean I'm Etzem, I'm like him? I'm the most Kaddish person. I'm Klai Yisro, he's a Goy. You're right there. But part of you, there's a half of you, there's a piece of you. There's a human being is made up of two parts. He's made up of Kedushin and made up of Tumah. And there's a part of you that you're exactly like that monkey. And therefore there's no reason, if you let yourself go, you'll behave exactly like that monkey. There's no difference. You have to dare, and that's not a stira to recognizing the godness of the person. It's not an insult. And Hashem wasn't insulting Klai Yisrael. And Klai Yisrael realized, and it was such a good proof, you have to hear, that this was a better proof than Hashem saying it. Right? It's pretty hard to imagine. Hashem goes ahead and tells Klai Yisrael, you have to keep the chukim because otherwise you might be nechshol. Okay? But Hashem brings a proof. Means that this was knocked it in further than even Hashem's word, because it's seeing is believing. The fact that they saw, you see the people in Canaan, this is what happened to them. It was such a tremendous proof, because in reality, there's no difference. Even though there's a difference, a million miles apart. I'm a tzaddik, I'm learning Torah all day, I'm with the Anane Coven and the Har Sinai, and I'm in the level of Kedusha, but in some regard, I'm exactly like him. Right, that's the hashgafa. I believe that there's always these two schools of Musa. There's the Gadlus HaAdam and Katnus HaAdam. And what the Rishivas always say that we hold to them both. They're both true. A person is tremendous Gadlus. He has a potential for a tremendous Kedusha, and it's part of him, which is tremendously Kaddish. We can't even fathom the Kedusha of a person, the Kedusha of Yochel Kamayni. That's great, more Kedusha than Malachim, but the Bevas Achas, it's not a different person. It's the exact same person at the same moment, at the same time. There's still a part of him that has this predisposition, and he's attracted by it, and he's pulled, and he has all the same levels of Tumah as the biggest lowlife, and there's no Stira. And therefore it's not an insult to realize that. You have to know the truth. That's who you are. And it doesn't, the fact that you have these desires, it's also not a chisarim, because that's who you are. That's what the greatest people also have that. There's a story that I heard this from Rav Zuckerman, that the Talmud was by the Grah. And the Talmud said to the Gra that, you know, I wish I had your Yetzihara. Why? Because he said, what was the Gra's Yetzihara? The Gra loved to learn. He says, if I had your Yetzihara, probably the Gra, what kind of Averis could the Gra do? He says, the only Averis the Gra could possibly do is that the Gra, maybe he has, sometimes you have to battle, and the Gra loved learning so much that it was hard for him to battle. Sometimes you have to stop learning and do a mitzvah. You got to stop learning and put on tefillin. Got to stop learning and shake lulav. So it's, you know, when you're so much into learning and you so much love it, it's hard. So he said, I should have your yetzer hara. Yeah. So the girl said, no, you got it wrong. Says, "Go, Agada mechaveiro yitzur gadmena. You don't want my yetzer hara. If you had my yetzer hara, you'd be doing kol davar aser, etc., etc. You know, the biggest arayas. And you know that's the gra saying, I have the fact that I'm the gra doesn't mean I don't have a terrible yetzer hara. That's right. The gra said I have a yetzer hara for arayas and for znus. Except obviously the gra was a good kaddish because he was a gra. But if you had my yetzer hara, you'd be finished. You'd be out there in the schmutz land. So that there's no stira. If anything is more than the gadol mechaveiro yitzur gadol menu, so that you can talk to the same person who is on the came off of Har Sinai, so to speak, and you can tell him yachol kamayni, and at the same time you can give him a musar shmuz and say, listen, you got to learn from the Kananim, who is the biggest risham of the goyim, because it's first you're a human being. A human being shares human midas, and you have to be wary. You have to realize you have that same midas that they have. And therefore, Kosh Baruch Hu can say to them that if you really, the only way that you can really be protected from arayas is by making this double shmirah of the chukim and keeping the punishments of the rishon. Okay.